And finally, your homework for the whole 6 sessions. Thank you so much for coming on this journey with me. I've really enjoyed it and I hope you have too. So it's a lot of homework, but this is for the rest of your life and you can do it as and when you want to. Firstly, remember you're no more important than anything else on this planet. You are a part of a divine ecosystem and literally every thought you think and every word you speak are important. And every thought you think towards nature and every word you speak is heard. So greet the morning every day. My friend Susie, the lovely witch, sings to nature every morning. She goes out and sings something like "Morning has broken." And it's a lovely thing to do if you can sing, but at least look out of the window and say good morning, thank you for another beautiful day. Even if it's raining, especially if it's raining. Greet everything you see. Greet the creatures you see. Greet the birds. Greet and love and encourage all plants and all creation. Say grace or thank the food that you eat. You don't have to thank God for it, thank it. Observe the honourable harvest, which is the asking before you gather anything, asking for permission, not picking the first thing, not picking the last thing, and not picking more than half, and also carrying with you something that replenishes the earth if you're picking anything wild, something like a little bag of oats in your pocket. Sit or bathe in darkness whenever you can to spend time in this darkness, this cosmic womb. The Great Mother, the Divine Feminine, finds it much easier to speak to us in the nighttime, in the darkness. Like the divas, it's easier for her to come out of the trees. When walking at night, look out for divas. They're not going to land on you in a great big heap. They're not going to hurt you or anything, but sense them. You'd be amazed how quickly you will pick up the sense that they're there. Greet them, and if you've got the time and energy, name them, because they love it. And do, if you found your sacred space, visit it whenever you can, regularly, because that's the place where the divas, the fairy, all of them will most likely show themselves to your peripheral vision. If they know they can trust you to be still and silent and think green, if they trust you, they'll show themselves to you. As a person just walking through a green landscape, going, how beautiful this is, you have not indicated that you're anything other than a passing possible threat. Because most humans are a passing possible threat. So go to your place and teach it that you are safe. Work with your peripheral vision. Cultivate it. Observe it. See what you can see out of the corners of your eyes. And don't discount little flashes of light. Be amazed. When you can walk barefoot on grass or on the land, I'm lucky I live on Dartmoor and I can walk on the moorland in winter or summer. Not on frost, it's a bit much in frost, but I can walk barefoot and it's absolutely extraordinary because the earth takes away free radicals from the human body. If you lie naked on the earth, it will take away pain. I know that when I was seriously ill, I would lie on our vegetable patch covered in a duvet, stark naked, and I would feel no pain. And there would be no pain for 20 minutes after I got up as well, and then the pain would return. The earth heals. She's extraordinary. And when you can, practice your ecology, your recycling, your campaigning, whatever you want to do to help our beautiful planet. Work on doing it with love and not anger, because the whole planet aches for your love. And the divine feminine is in you right now as you listen to this, joyously celebrating a return to the divine for all of us. And God bless you, and thank you so much for joining me on this wonderful, wonderful journey. And I shall say goodbye and thank you. And it is just a pleasure and a privilege to have shared this course with you.